Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, are you going to vote for Satan or for Jesus in 2016? Are you going to vote for Satan or for Jesus in 2016? I sure hope that you vote for Jesus this coming election. I hope that Jesus Christ will be on your mind, on your thoughts, on your actions, that you will want to vote for Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? I want to tell you today that Jesus is the only thing that can make America great. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus can only change your family. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ can only give you a future. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ can only change America. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that you think that you're better than me because you shop at Goodwill. I know that you think you're smarter than me because you have an iPhone. I know you think you're more holy than me because you wear a suit and a tie. But the truth of the matter is you're dumbed down. The truth of the matter is you're not very smart at all. The truth of the matter is you love Satan, and I'm afraid that you're going to be voting for Satan in 2016. I'm really afraid that you love Satan this 2016, and I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to do for you, because I think today you just love Satan. But I'm here to tell you that we are at a crossroads in America. I'm here to tell you today that because you love Satan, I'm afraid that you're going to vote for Satan in 2016. I'm afraid that you're going to vote for Satan and not Jesus. Oh, come on, look around. You've already taken crosses down. You've already banned public prayer. Oh, come on, somebody. You no longer can pray in Jesus' name in the military. A lot of you are Muslim sympathizers. You love Muslims more than you do Jesus. So I'm afraid to tell you, because all you multiculturalists, that you just want everybody in the world to come to America. Oh, come on, somebody. And all you liberal progressives, you all want your social programs, that you literally have forgotten Jesus Christ. You love evil. You love Satan. And I'm afraid that you're going to vote for Satan in 2016. But I'm here to tell you what the Bible says. I'm here to tell you what the Bible says. Do you know the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about voting? But I'm here to tell you today that in the old times, voting used to be with these small pebbles. Yes, in the ancient courts of justice, the accused were condemned by black pebbles and the acquitted by white pebbles. Yes, everybody had these small black and white rocks. And if you were found guilty, they would throw these black rocks. And if you were found innocent, it would have been these white votes or white rocks. So the voting system back then, it was white stones typically meant yes, and the black stones typically meant no. Now, obviously, they have changed from the pebbles and they went to the ballots throughout centuries. But here we need to understand the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about voting, even though they voted. I want to tell you something today that we know that you will be choosing and you will be voting either for Satan or Jesus. And you really need to understand something today. You need to vote for the candidate that represents Jesus Christ. And you need to keep Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America today. So the Bible says in 1 Kings 22:13, the messenger who went to Micaiah said, "The prophets have all said yes to the king. Make it unanimous. Vote yes." You see, Micaiah was a prophet. Micaiah was a prophet, and there was two kings. The king of Judah, which was Jehoshaphat, he went and talked to King Ahab, and they discussed how they would attack Ramoth Gilead. This is 1 Kings 22:13. If you'd like to turn to the Bible with me, 1 Kings 22, chapter 22, verse 13, and all the way down. So they said, you know what? Let's go ahead and talk to spiritual counsel. And of course, all these prophets, they all said, "You're going to have victory, King Ahab. You're going to have victory, King Jehoshaphat. Go ahead and attack Ramoth Gilead, and you are going to win." So they all voted yes for the king to go and attack Ramoth-Gilead. They said, go, you're going to be victorious. But there's one prophet, Micaiah. The prophet Micaiah, he had never had anything good to say about Israel's king, King Ahab. He was a douchebag, a big-time loser, and Micaiah could not say anything good about the king. As you see, there's a lot of people in the church, they love to suck up to the government. They love to suck up to everybody. They're actually beast children, and that was the same way in the Bible. All these prophets, they just wanted to suck up to the king. They didn't want to tell the truth, but there was one prophet that said no to the vote. Said no to the vote. You see, unanimously, everyone was voting yes. Everyone was voting yes, and there was one prophet that said no. Don't go. You're going to die, king. You're going to lose, king. So the king became angry. As you read in 1 Kings chapter 22, as you go down into the Bible, the prophet Micaiah, he says, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on the throne with all the hosts of heaven standing around him on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab into attacking Ramoth-Gilead and going to his death there? So King Ahab, Micaiah was seeing this vision. And he said, who's going to entice King Ahab to go and fight with Ramoth-Gilead? One suggested this and another that. Finally, a spirit came forward, stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. By what means, the Lord asked, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouths of all the prophets. So here we have this lying spirit. And you need to understand this lying spirit just didn't go to one person. It went to all the prophets. So a lying spirit went to all the prophets and enticed King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat to go in and to start a war. But Micaiah was not taking any part of this. Micaiah was not taking any part of this and was going to tell the truth no matter what. And he said, look, you're going to die, king. And the king became furious because the unanimous votes, all this lying spirit, and lying spirits not only took one prophet, but took them all and started lying and was enticing the king for battle. This is a spirit, a lying spirit. And not only that, the lying spirit in verse 22, in 1 Kings 22, verse 22, by what means, the Lord asked, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouths of all the prophets. You need to understand, I'm here to tell you today that this lying spirit is moving through the mouths of a lot of America today. Total lies. We are bombarded with this lying spirit. You will succeed in enticing him, said the Lord. Go and do it. So now the Lord had put a lying spirit in the mouths of all these prophets of yours. The Lord has decreed disaster for you. Then Zedekiah, son of Kenana, went up and slapped Micaiah in the face. Which way did the spirit from the Lord go when he went from to speak to you, he asked. Micaiah replied, you will find out on the day you go and hide in the inner room. The king of Israel then ordered, take Micaiah and send him back to Amon, the ruler of the city of Joash, the king's son, and say, this is what the king says. Put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but bread and water until I return safely. But once again, Micaiah, even though he looked bad, even though he didn't vote yes unanimously, he stood up for true. And Micaiah declared, if you ever return safely, the Lord has not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all you people. So you need to understand what we're having here. We're having that Micaiah prophesies against Ahab, while everyone else tells Ahab everything's going to be okay. Go ahead to Ramoth Gilead. Go ahead. You're going to be fine. Go ahead. Everything's going to be okay. He said no. You see, America, you have a choice. You will either take a stand and vote against evil, even though you are the last vote left. Vote for Jesus and not Satan. Vote for Jesus and not Satan. Vote for Jesus and not Satan. And so, in verse 29 of chapter 22 of 1 Kings, so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, they went up to Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said, Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise, but you wear your royal robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Now the king of Aram had ordered his 32 chariot commanders, do not fight with anyone small or great, except the king of Israel. When the chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, surely this is the king of Israel. So they turned to attack him. But when Jehoshaphat cried out, the chariot commanders saw that he was not the king of Israel and stopped pursuing him. But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of the armor. The king told the chariot driver, wheel around and get me out of the fighting. I've been wounded all day long. The battle raged. The king was propped up in the chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from the wounds ran into the floor of the chariots. And that evening he died. As the sun was setting, a cry spread through the army. Every man to his own town, everyone in his land. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried him there. They washed the chariot of the pool in Samaria, where the prostitute bathes, and the dogs licked up his blood, as the word of the Lord had declared. As for the other events of Ahab's reign, including all he did, the palace he built and laid with ivory, and the cities he fortified, are they not written in the book? So what happened? What happened here? Let me tell you what happened. Everyone voted that everything is going to be okay when actually it wasn't okay. Everyone believed that everything was going to be okay when it wasn't okay. Jehoshaphat, the kings died, they were destroyed, and their sons took the place. You're coming to a time in 2016, we're at a crossroads. Are you going to vote for Satan, and are you going to vote for Jesus? And you got to really think about which parties would represent Satan or Jesus. And I'm not telling you how to vote, but I'm here to tell you that in 2016, we are at a crossroads today. Are you going to vote for Satan? Or are you going to vote for Jesus? Remember, the messenger, they went to Micaiah, they said, all the prophets have all said yes to the king. Make it unanimous. We want a unanimous vote, but he voted no. The Bible doesn't say a whole lot about voting, but I'm here to tell you in 2016, we are in some crucial times. Because we literally, this is not just voting now for two parties. The Democrat and Republican Party, no. I wish it was that simple. I wish I could tell you that this year is going to be just voting for the two parties. No. You are literally at a crossroads. Are you going to vote for Satan? Or are you going to vote for Jesus? What does that mean? You are at a crossroads now on what direction your country is going to go. Are you going to vote for Satan or for Jesus? And you say, well, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, but I'm here to tell you, you have to really think about the candidate who represents Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 26. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you as I did before, and those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Which you need to decide. Are you going to vote for Satan in 2016 or Jesus? I'm telling you, this is what this election is about. Are we voting for Satan or Jesus? I never thought it would happen that we are literally at the crossroads of voting for two candidates, Satan or Jesus. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Jesus Christ has crucified the flesh with his passions and desired. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. I don't know about you today, but are you going to vote for Satan or for Jesus in 2016? Which pebble are you going to cast? Now, I'm here to tell you today that America, we are definitely in a crossroads. America, we are in some very trying times for Christians. They have taken out the cross, the Ten Commandments. They have taken out prayer. They are passing legislation now to protect Muslims, all the Muslim sympathizers. Meanwhile, followers of Jesus Christ are at a time of being persecuted at the highest level. So you need to understand that today. You need to decide in America in 2016, are you going to vote for Satan or are you going to vote for Jesus? You see, in the Bible, you have to understand something, that there doesn't say a whole lot about votes. But they did vote in the Bible. You see, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul, he voted for the execution of the followers of Jesus. In Acts 26, 9, it says this: I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You see, the Apostle Paul, he worked for the Roman government, and he was going to do everything to oppose the name of Jesus. Don't you know right now that we have an administration that's doing all it can to oppose the name of Jesus? I'm here to tell you today that there's some candidates that are running for the United States presidency of America that want to oppose the name of Jesus. You need to understand that today. In Acts 26, chapter 26, verse 9 through 11, I was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. So, look at our public schools. Jesus has been abolished. Why? They are pushing Sharia law. Oh, come on, somebody. The crosses now have been taken out of our churches in the name of political correctness. You no longer go into a church and see a picture of Jesus and a cross. No. Why? They are globalists. They are progressive liberals, and they are multiculturalism. They want to take out the sovereignty of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you today, in America, we are at a crossroads, literally, and I'm not making this up, literally, this election is more important than ever before. Literally, you have to decide, America, will you be a nation to follow its history, to follow its history, to follow Jesus and the Christian faith, or are you going to follow Satan and bring all these multiculturalism? Remember the fall of Solomon when he brought all the women into his kingdom, women of other gods. Oh, come on, somebody. This is about other gods. This is about, this is so important, 2016 election. Are you going to allow other gods in this nation to destroy America when your heritage has always been a Christian nation? And so here we have the Apostle Paul, and that is what he says, I'm doing all I can to oppose this name of Jesus. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. And on the authority of the chief priest, I put many of the Lord's people in prison. On the authority of the church leaders, I'm here to tell you, we have leaders today that are evil. We have people in the church, pastors in the church, that are literally satanic. Oh, come on, somebody. This kind of evil is moving in America. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. I don't know about you today, but this is more important for voting for the party that most represents Jesus Christ. You need to understand that today, that the Apostle Paul, he voted to put followers of Jesus in prison. And many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished. And I tried to force them to blaspheme. I was so obsessed with persecuting them that I even hunted them down in foreign cities. Do you understand? This spirit on the Apostle Paul is in the United States of America. And their only goal is to vote down followers of Jesus. I don't know about you today, but you need to understand today that we are in a crossroads. We are in some very, very trying times. Are you going to vote for Satan or for Jesus in 2016? This is what it really comes down to. Are you going to follow morality, or are you going to continue to be demoralized and accept the demoralization of a nation? Oh, come on, somebody. Are you going to follow what Galatians 5 says, the spirit of love, joy, peace, or are you going to follow another spirit? Yes, this election, you are going to have to choose. Are you going to follow Satan, or are you going to follow Jesus? Now, I know that you're so much smarter than me because you don't talk to me, but you can text me, all right? Because you don't know how to communicate to people one-on-one anymore. Because you will sit in your house and you are controlled by the iPads, the iPhones, okay? I know that you think you're so much better than me, but the truth of the matter is you are turning into a cyborg. You are turning into an android, and I'm here to tell you we need to go back to the horse and buggy because of all the evil technology and all this control grid that we are bringing in place. So, since we love Satan, America, and since you want Satan in the United States of America, I'm here to tell you, you just might get what you want, because the Bible is very clear in 1st and 2nd Kings that they wanted a king. And they did not care what they wanted, so they chose evil king. All, some of you, you're going to get what you want, and that is Satan. You're going to have Satan ruling you on every facet of your life because you've refused to take a stand for Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you today, and I am sick of these evil churches that are wanting to give you a feel-good message. I just listened to a preacher today that told me that every day was going to be my birthday. Can you really understand that? I'm here to tell you today, because you love your evil self, you just might put your evil self under evil tyrannical rule. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus was saying this. I came on my accord, my own accord. Jesus was saying, I came on my own accord. Nobody voted me in. Nobody told me to follow me. I came on my own accord. Jesus says that I got my vote from who? His Father God. But the Bible is very clear. In Joshua 24, verse 14 through 15. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods of your father, serve beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of the father served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm here to tell you in 2016 today, in 2016, this very, very important election is literally going to project America to either the ways of Satan or Jesus. That's really what this election's about. So, are you going to vote for Satan? Are you going to vote for Jesus in 2016? Oh, come on, somebody. I know you think you're better than me. And we've already established that maybe you are better than me. But that does not matter at this point in time if you're better than me. I know your car is more shinier than my car. I get it. All right? I get it that you look super intelligent. I get it. But what you don't understand is that we are at a crossroads. And what you don't understand, that your cheap Chinese Walmart-made house is not going to save you at this time. Literally, we must choose, are we going to follow Jesus or Satan? But it looks like that you literally love Satan, America. It looks like you really love Satan. And I don't know why you love Satan so much. And I don't know why, America, that you have fallen in love with Satan. But the truth of the matter is, you love Satan. So the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But you know what? Even though you are so dumbed down, and even though you love Satan, I'm starting to think that you are not dumbed down enough to vote for Satan. Because I'm afraid in 2016 that you just might vote for Satan. I know. You are so educated, all right? You're so educated. You're so smart that you're stupid. You get it? You're so smart that you are stupid. Yes, America, we've become so smart that we're dumbed down. I don't understand it. Why are we so dumbed down? Why do we love Satan so much? In Proverbs 12:19, the lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Who do they associate with? Oh, come on, somebody. You heard of the term. The birds of the feathers flock together. Reveals our own nature. People we associate with, have been associated with, definitely have the influence in what we believe. We all hang out with the people we like and whom we think is in common with us. The choices of our friends and associates revealed our own beliefs, our ideologies. We even use the expression, look at the crowd they are running with. Most of you are running with Satan's crowd and you love it. Most of you want to vote for Satan and you love it. Most of you want Satan in the White House and you love it. Oh, come on, somebody. Satan is in your church and you love it. I don't know about you. You go to Satan's store and you love it. Oh, come on, somebody. You watch Satan's movies on television and you love it. Just like the Fox movie Lucifer. They're not hiding anymore. They're throwing you Lucifer because you love it. I don't know why, America, we've given up Jesus for Satan. We've given up Jesus for these Luciferian shows. But hey, you love Satan and you are making a lot of money for worshiping Satan. I know. But I'm here to tell you today that at this time in 2016, we are either going to vote for Jesus or we are going to vote for Satan. This is the crossroads that we are in today. Either going to vote for Jesus or we're going to vote for Satan. I'm here to tell you that we need Jesus back in America and we need Him now. I'm here to tell you that only Jesus Christ can save you. I'm here to tell you, return back to the Bible, return back to the horse and buggy. I'm here to tell you, technology is here now to only destroy you. I'm here to tell you, without Jesus in America, there's no hope. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. And in 2016, in this election, I pray that you will vote for the candidate who most would represent the morality of Galatians 5 and the morality of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen today? Amen.